أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى. واصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى وقالوا لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه أولم تأتهم بينة ما في الصحف الأولى ولو أنا أهلكناهم بعذاب من قبله لقالوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى قل كل متربص فتربصوا فستعلمون من أصحاب الصراط السوي ومن اهتدى. Had it not been for a word that had gone past from your Rabb, it had been decreed from your Rabb, and a term that was appointed, then the punishment would have been immediate. It is the divine wisdom of Allah Ta'ala that the criminals must get some respite. And there is a term for the respite, so they must get respite, and there is going to be a fixed term for that respite. Had it not been such, had Allah Ta'ala not decided such, then for their wrongs and their crimes, they would have been taken to task immediately. So the believers should not become restless and uneasy in spite of all the wrong that is going on. Why isn't the divine whip coming and striking? So by Allah Ta'ala, there is respite and there is a fixed term, there is a procedure, and things don't go against the procedure that Allah Ta'ala has made out. But in this whole plan of Allah Ta'ala, what is important is to understand what are we required to be doing. The enemies and the ones that are opposing the truth, they will do their work. But then those that are conforming to the truth, those that are holding on to the way of Allah Ta'ala, what are they required to do? فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Then there are three things that the Quran Sharif explains. One is be patient for what they say. Don't you get consumed with the concern of retaliating. They said this, we're going to say this. They have done this, and this is how we're going to retaliate. So don't you be concerned and consumed of how to retaliate. Rather, you be patient for what they say. This is the first step in the path. What are you supposed to be doing? In other words, you be patient, assign your affair to Allah Ta'ala. Don't you get concerned about the concern of retaliating. Number two, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, and glorify the praises of your Rabb before the rising of the sun and before the setting and in some portions of the night and the end of the days and the ends of the day, that you may be pleased. So this is the first thing that is required. One is being patient, and with being patient, glorify the praises of your Rabb, saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and more particularly around this time before the rising of the sun, that is the time of Fajr, and before the setting of the sun at the time of Asr, and some portions of the night, that is the Maghrib and the Isha, and the ends of the day, that is Zuhr and Fajr. So at these times in particular, glorify and praise Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, with that focus in mind that Allah Ta'ala is the planner, it is His design that prevails. What is required of me is to be patient and do as He is commanded. So I must be patient, not being concerned about how to retaliate and why they are doing this and why is this behavior of theirs. Rather, I must be patient and engage in the work that Allah Pak has prescribed. The second thing that is part of this plan, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعَنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. Don't strain your eyes at the good things that we have given the different classes of the kuffar, just a splendor of this life, that we may try them, and the provision of your Rabb is far better and more enduring. Concern that can overcome the believers, that these people are in the wrong, they are drowning in evil, then why are they given so much of wealth and abundance? So don't you stretch your eyes, don't you strain your eyes at the material that we have given them, the different classes of kuffar, and whatever we have given them is just the splendor of this life. It's very short-lived, just a glitter of the eye, and nothing further. And this is done merely to try them out, that how are they going to conduct themselves in the midst of all these comforts and splendor. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. And understand that the provision of your Rabb is far better and more enduring. What Allah Pak has got for you in stock, the hereafter, that is far better than what He's given them. This is just a temporary, fleeting thing, just for a few days, and then it will be taken away from them. It's got no life. So don't be concerned of the wealth and the comfort that we have given these classes of kuffar. So this is the second thing that the Quran Sharif commands. One is we engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala with patience. Number two, don't we stretch our eyes and strain our eyes at the comforts that have been given to these kuffar. Number three, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Then command your household with salah, and you be patient upon it as well. We don't ask you to provide for sustenance. It is we who provide sustenance. And the best ending is for the righteous. So this is the third thing that is in this plan, that we be constant in salah and command the household as well upon salah. Many a times people fault in this. They are more consumed about their own righteousness, and the household is neglected. As a result, in a few days, this thing becomes clear and surfaces that he is right, but the household is gone off. They are gone in a different tangent altogether. So, together with you being constant in your obligations, namaz, etc., then command and enjoin the same on your household. And remember, we don't ask you to provide for sustenance. The Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah says that it is the way of the worldly kings, monarchs, bosses, that the servant and the slave has to work for him, has to provide sustenance for him. But the work, the system by Allah Ta'ala is totally different. Allah Ta'ala Himself provides. So He is not asking you to provide sustenance, rather He will provide. So don't you compare Allah Ta'ala with the worldly monarchs and kings, where you need to sustain and take care of them. Allah Ta'ala takes care, He provides for all. That is very clear. يَبْنَ آدَمْ تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. O child of Adam, then you reserve yourself, avail yourself for my worship. You avail yourself and give yourself to my ibadat, and I will see to all your needs. I will see to all your requirements. But if you are going to hanker after the wealth and material, then there will be no end to your needs, And I will not end up your needs as well. So one need will not finish, and there'll be another need coming up, and the second one will finish, and the third one will come up. So it'll be a whole rat race. You'll be just running in circles. So this is the third point in the plan. The first is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these times before the rising of the sun, before the setting, and portions of the night, etc. The second is this, that we don't stare and strain our eyes to the different materials that Allah Ta'ala has given the classes of kuffar, just the splendor of this life, and nothing further. And number three is, we are constant in salah and command the household also with salah. So these are the three things, and Allah Ta'ala says for this, what He will grant, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى, the best results, the best ending is for the righteous. You guard yourself and you will get the best end. وَقَالُوا لَوْ لَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي. And they also say, why doesn't He bring to us a miracle from His Rabb? They want some proof, they want some miracle. So Allah Ta'ala says, did not proofs come to them already of what is in the previous scriptures? And had we destroyed them with a punishment before sending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then too they would have had a complaint. They would have said, رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Then they would have said, our Rabb, why didn't you send to us a Rasul? Then we would have followed him before we could have been disgraced and put to shame. قُلْ كُلُّ مُتَرَبِّسٌ فَتَرَبَّسُ. Say, all of us must wait. So you also, you all of us are waiting. So you also wait to see what is the end and the consequence. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ السِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِ. At the end, will you all know who are the people that are on the even, straight path, and those that are on guidance.